With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The idea of invisibility has long captured man's imagination.
I must interrupt the dance music for a moment. Early this evening, we broadcast a report of an invisible man. The report has now been confirmed. He has attacked and killed a police inspector and is now at large. The police appeal to the public to keep calm and to admit uniformed search parties to all property.
That was a scene from the movie of the 1930s, based on H.G. Wells' novel, The Invisible Man. First novelist H.F. Saint has brought the story up to date in a 1980s version called Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
People ask me all the time how I came upon the idea. Invisibility itself is such an unoriginal idea that I can't really say. It's been done so many times over the last couple thousand years, but I thought a way to do something to give that premise a different treatment and say something different with it, have a different kind of fun with it.
An accident at a high-tech plant makes a 33-year-old securities analyst from Manhattan invisible. He is then endlessly pursued by fanatical government agents in much the same way the police track the invisible man in the H.G. Wells story.
He's mad and he's invisible. He may be standing beside us now.
The difference is that H.F. Saint's hero is not mad, but a sympathetic man who discovers ingenious ways to cope with his invisibility and to elude his pursuers.
A little bit as if I'd won the lottery. Warner Brothers has bought the book for Chevy Chase.
H.F. Saint, whose fast-moving novel, Memoirs of an Invisible Man, is now a Dell paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There are certain real challenges facing an invisible person. In his thriller, Memoirs of an Invisible Man, H.F. Saint's invisible hero cannot walk through walls like a fantasy figure.
Instead of being a magical power, invisibility makes all his problems and all the limitations of everyday life much more severe than they ever were before.
Even more difficult because H.F. Saint's invisible man is relentlessly chased by single-minded government agents.
As he walks across the lawn, his footsteps appear as a kind of diagram of a dance step. Every instant of his life from then on is an agony because he's always having to watch for automobiles or joggers or bicycles and come at him from any direction.
H.F. Saint's Invisible Man deals with many of the same problems raised by H.G. Wells in his novel, The Invisible Man, filmed in the 1930s with Claude Rains.
I must always remain in hiding for an hour after meals. The food is visible inside me until it is digested. I can only work on fine, clear days. If I work in the rain, the water can be seen on my head and shoulders. In a fog, you can see me, like a bubble.
Memoirs of an Invisible Man, now a Dell paperback, has changed the life of first novelist H.F. Saint.
It's sometimes quite seductive, actually. People would be calling up all the time and telling me how splendid the book was and how splendid I was, and I began to see how difficult it is for real celebrities.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.